Well, it's been a while since I've been here. This is a squeaky, husky-voiced audio boo for Sam and Rob. I've had a little tiny bug in my throat the last couple of days, and today it's just started to make my voice go, oh, well, now I'm going late-night DJ. Oh, it's all gone weird. I think it is actually just because I have my first book launch on Friday. So obviously I'm going to get some kind of funny throat thing for my reading. Duh. No, I think it'll be fine by then. It's not sore or anything. It's just a bit froggy. So today is a very special day because today is the first day I've been officially a published author. From Dark Places went on sale on my site. I got all of the sale stuff set up yesterday, but I was just too much of a ninny to say, hey, you can come and buy it. So I had some super secret testers, one of whom bought a print book and one of whom bought an ebook for me, just to say that it all worked and that it was ready to rock. And I had the joyous task this afternoon of signing copies and writing little love notes to people who had bought it. And I went off to the post office this afternoon in glorious spring sunshine. All of the flowers were out with my rucksack full of books. And I sent one to Australia and a couple to America and some all over the UK. And, wow, I just can't describe how happy it's made me. It's taken such a long time to get to this point. And whilst I, you know, self-published a very small, meagre version of it, over a year ago, that was unedited and only had 11 stories, I didn't really feel like I'd really published anything. I didn't really tell people. I told a few people on Twitter and I said something about it in a post or two, and I didn't really go all out. And for the edition that's just come out today, I'm actually feeling quite proud of it. Jodie Cleghorn from Emergent Publishing has done a fantastic job editing it and producing the print book. And it's beautiful. It looks really, really good. And I can hardly believe I was involved with it. It looks far too good. Oh, I'm squeaking again. But yeah, I'm quietly proud of it. And I'm happy to say to people, hey, look, I made this in good old X-Files styley. And, yeah, it feels good. This is where I really want my life to be going, and I feel so happy and privileged and joyous. And this Friday, I've got my first ever book launch in Manchester at Corner House, which is a, like, arty centre thing. The room's apparently got a balcony, which I'm quite looking forward to. And then on Sunday, I'm in Sunderland, which makes me very happy because it's alliterative and also because I get to meet the lovely Sam, who is just being so amazing. He's future nostalgic on Twitter and he's an absolute darling. And so I'm going a long, long, long way up north to talk to people about my book and sign it. And the fear is slowly ebbing away and all I am left with are beautiful, shiny pebbles of excitement. Yay! Anyway, I've got to go and write a very important email and put my little bean to bed. So, bye-bye, everyone.